USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is addressing the ongoing semiconductor chip shortage. It's linked to supply chain problems during the ongoing COVID pandemic. Biden saying China will dominate the semiconductor chip industry if America doesn't take action.
Today, 75% of the production takes place in East Asia. 90% of the most advanced chips are made in Taiwan. China is doing everything it can to take over the global market so they can try to outcompete the rest of us and have a lot of applications, including military applications.
Frank and substantive. That's how U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is describing a meeting with his Russian counterpart as the country is possibly getting ready to invade Ukraine. Blinken saying any troop movement across the Ukraine border is an invasion. USA Radio News.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Comedian Louis Anderson died Friday morning at 68 years old after battling blood cancer. Anderson making an appearance on The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson back in 1984.
Being in California, being fat, and trying to get into this California life. Went to the beach the other day. Every time I'd lay down, people would push me back into the water.
Anderson won an Emmy for Best Supporting Actor in a Comedy Series for his role in FX's Baskets in 2016. Federal agencies are beginning the process of implementing a $15 an hour minimum wage. The effort beginning on Friday ahead of a rule that takes full effect January 30th. The Office of Personnel Management saying 70,000 workers will be affected by the bump in pay. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A Southeast Texas federal judge is issuing a preliminary injunction against President Biden's COVID vaccine mandate. Judge Jeffrey Brown ruling Biden was abusing his authority by requiring federal workers to get the shot. He criticized the White House for issuing the order without congressional approval, while noting he believes people should get the inoculation. Biden's executive order was issued last September. Condolences continuing to come in after a musician passes away.
74-year-old Meatloaf died Thursday night with his wife by his side. He sat down with Dan Rather in 2016, presented by ML Concerts.
My dad was a policeman, and I was born bright red. I stayed red, so the doctor suggested I should stay in the hospital a little bit longer. So he comes to the hospital dressed in his uniform, I guess, one day, and talks the nurses. And he said, I'm doing the best Texas accent. My son looks like 4.5 pounds of ground chuck. So they made a card that goes in the front of the crib, and it said Meat.
The Grammy Award winner Meatloaf was born Marvin Lee Adey. Some reports Friday say Meatloaf may have died from COVID-19 complications. The family released this message: from his heart to your souls, don't ever stop rocking. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.